Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth. Sister Verena. Praise the Lord. 2 Samuel, thank you for being out with us today. We appreciate you choosing to come to church. My heart's burdened this morning for the victims and their families of those down in Texas, El Paso, those in Dayton, Ohio. That's just tragedy. Senseless killings. Let me tell you, friend, if you don't believe in seducing spirits and demon possession, you're naive at best. Just look around. No one in their right mind does that. Something from another land, another world. I'm telling you, the Bible said give no place to the devil. Why is that? Because he'll take it. He'll take it. Say, oh, well, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Paul said it's against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness. Hey, against the rulers of darkness of the world. That's who we're wrestling against. That's where the battle lies today. The battle is out there, and I'm telling you, it's real. You better know it's real. This is reality. Once that guy pulled that gun up and shot that gal in the parking lot and proceeded into the building, hey, that's a reality check. She's not getting up. That's the world we live in today. I need the Lord to stand by me. 2 Samuel chapter 21, if I didn't say that, I meant to. In verse number 15, I'm toward the end of the chapter. Say, preaching that Old Testament stuff. Yeah, that's where we're at today. It's the schoolmaster. It shows us where we're at. I want to try to preach on this thought today, back in the battle. Back in the battle. I say that, back in the battle, seems like I never get out of the battle. I don't know about you, but the battle is a regular event. You found 2 Samuel 21 and 15, shout amen for me. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbi-Benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, secured him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swearing to him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. Now that's a message in itself right there, but it's not what I'm preaching today. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. It's important where it occurred. Then Sibekai, the Hushathite, slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jair Oregim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defiled Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. And I thank you, Lord, God, as undeserving as I am, my God has stood by me. Oh, God, you didn't give up on me, Lord. Oh, praise your name forever. Help me today in delivering this message. Fill my mouth, Father, and guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of this holy writ. I pray, Lord, that I be accurate in the Scripture. I pray you'd use me for a little while. I pray, God, that what's done in this place, please, Lord, what's done in this place today, get all the glory and the honor out of everything that's said and done. Touch this house, this time, these good people, with your word and your spirit. I can't do this without you, Lord, but I can do all things through you. So help me. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the King Christ, I pray. Amen. And amen. Back in the battle, this is not in chronological order, by the way. You can't read through 2 Samuel and say after chapter 20, okay, now this occurred in 21. No, it's interjected for us to look back at some things that had occurred in the lives of the men, the servants of David. I reminisced about, in preparation of this, in reminiscing about the lives of some of the people that have passed through this congregation, the congregation in Mississippi and other congregations that I'm familiar with. Let me tell you, and it came to pass, this thing's a vapor, it just appeareth for a little time, it vanisheth away. And I'm reminiscing about this and I'm thinking, you know, I've seen some battles fought along the way. I want us to understand here, though we're not reading this in chronological order, it is things that occurred. And if you notice within this, here's what you found. And it came, and again they battled. There's four times here that a battle's ensued. What's that telling you? It's telling me this. Praise God, until I get off in the other side of glory, I can expect that battle today, or I might have one tomorrow. He may give me a little reprieve. I don't have to fight with something right now, but it's not far around the corner. There's going to be a battle. We are in a cursed world. We're living in a sin-cursed world. That's why we have funerals. One of these days, the King of Glory is coming back, and there'll be no more curse. But not so for now. David, I want us to notice two things about David here quickly, and I'll get into some names and definitions. It helps us understand where these battles lie. See, we're not at Gob. I'm not going to go to Gath and fight. I'm not in them places. No, I'm in another place. Where am I? I'm in Crossville, Tennessee. But when you define these names of these things, it's amazing to me how applicable it is to us in this place today in our very lives. I mean, it's where we live. Two things about David, though, before we get into the definitions. It is this. There was the war. David was a warrior. He was good at fighting. He didn't mind a battle. Because David knew, oh glory, David knew when he went into that thing that he was coming out on the other side. You see, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He knew. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hey, you old big giant, I'm not going to sit down. Now, I'm not going to back up. You come with me in a sword and a spear. Hey, I'm going to come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and I'm going to take you down. And the Goliath thinks, oh, this guy's, he's just for the youth. I'm going to kill him. But he didn't know who was David was fighting, or who was fighting for David. So David was familiar with war, and David was accustomed to winning. But see, something happened here. David had been in one battle after another. He had fought a battle. He'd come out victorious. He had subdued all his enemies round about Jerusalem. And there was a time of peace. Praise God, we can have times of peace in our life. He had subdued these. Hey, but David went out and he came in. David went out and he came in. David went out and he came in. And David went out and nearly died. Something happened to David that had never happened before. David waxed faint in the battle. David had had a lot of wars, but he had never waxed faint. He didn't know what this was. This was a brand new experience for him. Back before we got spiritual and changed the basketball place out here into a fellowship hall, us 40-year-old back then, I can't believe that's been nearly 20 years. But it was the 40 and over crowd was playing basketball. And Gary Hall and some of us guys were playing ball. And we just played half court. We wasn't competitive. We just trying to keep where we could do this with our arm. And we played out there one day, and somebody showed up with this kid that could jump like a deer. I said, who brought this guy? This is for the 40-year-olds. Here's what he said. Let's play full court. Let's play half court, Hoss. Full court will kill me. He shot over me all evening. He just shot and scored and shot and scored. And I'd had about all the competitiveness in me rose up. And I thought, I'm taking a step back. When that boy goes to shoot, I'm going to charge him. I'm going to stuff that basketball right down his throat. I'd had enough. And I seen him pulling up for a shot, and I got me an extra step, and I jumped just as high as I could, and I went and missed the ball about that much. Right into the basket. I never said a word. But here's what my heart said to me. You got all buckled. You can't do what you once done. 5 years ago, that boy ain't shooting that ball like that. Something's happened. I can't jump like I once did. Why is that? David can't fight like he once did. I'm going to break your heart this morning. But look here. You're in a place, if you're over 50, you're in a place where you can't do what you once done. That's how it is. David nearly died. But God, boy, I'm feeling this right here. God didn't have David out there by himself. David wasn't out there by himself. He had a fella that had given him a little trouble throughout, but now he's girded up beside him. And old Abishai said, hey, that giant's done picked on my captain, and I'm going to take care of him. And the next thing you know, the big giant goes down, and Abishai's victorious, slew by the hand of the serpent. Can I read you something real quick? If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength small, is what Solomon said over in Proverbs. But don't you listen to what he said. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. This is in Ecclesiastes, if you're wondering where it's at. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him. Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. We learned that today. So lift him up. Well, what does that mean, preacher? So what, Ishbi Benob? And what a name that is. You know what his name means? Dwelling. You know what everybody in this room has this morning? A dwelling. You know where you at? You know where the battle, you know where the giant comes? You know where the battle's at a lot of times? Hey, it's not at the church house. It may not even be at the workplace. It's in the dwelling. It's right where you live, boys. It's where you go to bed and get up every morning, where you sit down and watch television or sit down at the dinner table. It's where you dwell. Hey, listen, that's where Ishbi Benob is. And the things that you've overcome and overcome and overcome, and one day he shows up and you think, my word, why is this so hard to overcome? Because, again, there's a battle. And again, there's a battle. And David fought the battle. Did David fight a battle in his dwelling? Oh, yeah. You ever fought a battle in your dwelling? You know how easy it is? What if David had said, Abishai, I don't want your help. I've killed these giants before, and I'll kill this one too. There's a problem. You can't do what you once done, David. You need somebody to help you. I knew this was going along with Sunday school this morning. Bear you one another's burdens. There it is. So there's nothing wrong with seeking help in the day of battle. You better understand just how small your strength is fighting the right battle. See, there's battles that Gordon will fight that'll never bother Mike McCoy. But these battles that I fight, it's the place where I dwell. It's where I live. There's battles within the marriage. There's battles with the children. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why is that an issue? Because that's Ishbi Benob. That's the dwelling. That's the giant that's in a lot of lives today. And you know what? We need a helper to take care of that thing. You know what Abishai means? Abishai, the name Abishai, I love Hebrew names. They're hard to say, but all of them mean something. Abishai means this, father of a gift. He said, my father will give you another comforter, and he'll guide you in all truth. Praise God. Sunday school again. He'll guide you in all truth. There it is. What? He's going to help you with that battle. I can't overcome this. Do you know that those simple words, two words, I'm sorry, kills a lot of giants. Understand this, children. Now, I'm not your daddies or your mom. I'm just your pastor. But I know your daddies. And they're just men. And you know what men do? We learned it in Sunday school. Men mess up. Now, listen to this, daddies. You want to go a long way in earning the respect of your children like nobody. You can't buy this. You can't treat it. You want to know how far it goes is when you come to that child and you say, hey, son, I'm sorry. Old dad messed up. You know what that teaches him? He's going to know when he does that in his dwelling. You know what happens to Ishbi Benob when that father does that to that child? He just folds up. And down he goes. The battle's in the dwelling. Number two, there's a battle again. There's another battle. There's another battle. Now, this is recorded. I want you to understand this story is recorded in 1 Chronicles 20 and 5. Kings is on more of a historical setting and story. And Chronicles is more from God's point of view. It's more this. Kings and Samuel is often this. It's man's perspective, but Chronicles is God's. Chronicles, Kings and the first part there of Samuel deals with both sides of the house. But Chronicles deals with Judah and Kings deals with both sides. Now, there's a little bit of the northern 10 tribes interjected, but understanding this, and then we have this story again in 1 Chronicles, and this story's a little more detailed in the names, and you can read it later. So we have another battle, Saph. Sapai, if you get into Chronicles, he's going to call him Sapai, and you get the root of this to understand what his name means. And here's what this giant means. It's basin-like or a bowl or a cup. In other words, it's what you drink out of. And I'm not talking particularly about alcohol. I'm saying we drink this. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John 4, He said, He that drinketh of this water, speaking of the natural water, shall thirst again. In other words, it's not going to satisfy you. You'll have to come back and come back. He said, But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing in up into everlasting life. That's better water. And the natural things that we drink out of leaves us thirsting for more. And the spiritual water satisfies. And saph or sepai, it means a bowl or something that we drinking, that we're drinking. Some drinking out of the wrong fountain today. And that battle and that giant is hard to defeat. Watch this. Sibikai, his name means this, the one that won. His name means to entwine. What does that mean? Well, Ecclesiastes again 4:12, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Something entwined. So how do we defeat that battle of the drinking from the wrong well or out of the wrong cup? It's being entwined in the right place. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the A plus. You'll not go down in defeat to the giant when the King of Glory shows up and fighting the battle alongside of you. You cannot, you will not. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. You can't go down with the King fighting your battle. Don't fight it on your own. You've got one entwined with you. Learned that in Sunday school. I thought, my, this is a lesson, and my message just goes together. Entwined together. I'm going on to the next one. Not dwelling long. You know, this is one of the verses that if I could have said, Lord, I wish you'd have left this. Take a little wine for thy stomach's sake. Man. There we go now, preacher. Don't be getting on me. I doubt you're sick, and for sure you're not Timothy. What happens? And there was again a battle. I didn't tell you where this battle ensued. The place called Gob. Gob means this. It means in a pit. Now I know you find water in a lot of pits throughout the Word of God. Pit refers to a cistern or a watering hole. But here, pit means this. It's a low place. You know what I never found? I never found that I was in the battle when I was touching the tops of the clouds. Just flying along. No, hallelujah, I'm singing glory. No, it's when you get down, when you're weak and you're in that place, you're in that low place, you're wondering, how in the world did I get here? Everything's good. The wife's healthy. The job's good. The kids are good. Everything's good. And all of a sudden, you're so low, you can't even see the sky. How did I get in that place? You better believe when you get in that place, the giant's going to show up. And again, there's another battle. What are you doing here in Gob in this low place? Well, Moses told us this in Numbers. He said it's a land of hills and valleys. That tells me every now and then I'm going to be in a low place. You're up here one day, you're down here the next. Hey, keep climbing. You'll be back on top before you know it. Now, you got to go to 1 Chronicles, not now, to find the name of this fella. He leaves it out here in 2 Samuel. But Lamai is his name. Lamai means this, foodful. So the battle's not only in the dwelling and in the drinking, but it's in the dining. It's what we're feeding on. And it's at Gob. Did you know it's easier to start feeding on the wrong things when you're in a low place? Here's what the devil brings by. Olamai brings by this. He says, Brother Randy, he says, here, take you by this. You feel awful. Here, take you by this. Nobody really cares that you're not at church today. Take you by this. You're not going to get a promotion. Take you by this. How come they got a new car? Take you by this. You owe too much money. Take you by this. I can't pass the test. Take you by this. School started again. I've seen all them boys go. Low place, Randy. Take you by this. And you know what we do as good Christians? We put our bib on and take us a bite. Now, here we are, back in the battle. You know what Elhanan means? Well, this will help you right here now. Elhanan means God is gracious. And where sin did abound, grace did A plus. Moses, what did the law come? The law, Moses brought us the law, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I found this. When I'm curled up real close to Him, say, you can't get closer than you can. You're close all. He's living in you. How do you get closer? Why did He tell us to draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to us? You know why? Because sometimes we get in that low place and we just stay there and we feel like we're by ourselves. And all we've got to do is say, Lord, here I am in this low place. Come by and help me. And you know what? What if Dusty finds himself in a low place and says, Dad, I need your help. And I'm going to say, too bad, bucko. I'm just going to tell you, you're my church and I love you. You're my people. And I'm telling you, and my I'll say this, my members take precedence over my non-members. There's a boy out there that takes precedence over every one of you. If that boy calls me and says, Dad, I'm in a bad way right here, and I need some help. Listen, whatever I'm involved in is about to get cut short. Glory to God. Call somebody who means more to me than my wife, than other than my wife, more to me than anybody walking on this earth, even that grandbaby. Look here, when that boy needs my help, everything else going to take a seat because I'm going to do what I can. How much more, God? How much more, God? When that child of God says, I need your help, you think He's going to abandon you, leave you off down there in a low place, say you've been feeding on the wrong things, so you got a little indigestion? No. Praise God, He's going to show up with the Pepto-Bismol. He'll bring the medicine that you need. Elhanan. God is gracious. There's God. Listen, there's grace to be born with, there's grace to live with, and there's grace to die with. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. God is gracious. One more and I'm done. You know what happens here in this story? And there was yet a battle. Now it's in Gath. This is important right here. The name of these places. Gob is this. Gob's in a low place. And they can't pinpoint that on the map where this place was. I thought, I know why you can't do that. Because, listen, the low place is not just in one place. God's word's perfect. That word Gob, they said, we can't find Gob on the map. I said, that's because it encompasses the entire world. So it's that low place. But look here. Gath is this. Gath was the place where the Philistines gathered. It's where Goliath was from. Gath was this. Gath was the place of the enemy. So now we've entered into enemy territory. You understand this morning, friend? We're just ambassadors here. I am a foreigner to this world and getting more so every day. Brother Jeremy, I have citizenship in another land. Glory to God. My citizenship is in another land. So you never seen that land? No. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be a happy boy when I cross the border. And there ain't no wall. Well, hallelujah. I just go walking right in. Nothing to hinder me. Slow me down. Glory to God. But here, we're in Gath. We're in enemy territory. This man, I thought, well, they didn't name him in Samuel, so they must have given him his name. Well, I find out what his name is in Chronicles. So I flip over into Chronicles, Brother Brandt. Guess what? He don't have a name over there either. Here's all it says about him. He's got six fingers on each hand and six toes. What does the number six represent in the Bible? Man. Six is the number of man. And so here, six is multiplied. So here, it's this. And it doesn't, well, get a hold of this. That six doesn't, it's not a handicap to him. No, a six-hand-fingered man, when the sword or the spear's in his hand, he has another digit in there helping him hold. It strengthens him. And that extra toe is this. You know why they cut the thumbs and the toes off the kings in the Old Testament? Because it weakened their grip. They couldn't fight anymore. They didn't have the vice grip lock on there. And they couldn't run without a big toe. So they were easy to catch. They didn't have as good a balance. So here we have a fella that's got six. He's strong and he's balanced. And it's the flesh. You know why it's not unnamed? Because everybody in this building fights this guy. You may not fight him in your dwelling. You may have your house in order. You may not drink from the wrong fountain. You may drink only from the spring of Christ. You may not dine on the things of the giant. When he presents you something, you may say, no, thank you. But I guarantee you, because you live in the same stuff I do, that the thing that we battle greatest and most is this flesh. It's the battle of battles. Why? The spirit and the flesh are contrary one to the other. There's two men standing before you today. I got Mike McCoy, who's sorry, low down, rotten. And then I got Mike, Save Mike, on the inside, who's holy by the Holy Ghost and by the blood of the Lamb. You do. There's two of you sitting in that seat today. And the flesh, hey, listen, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And the flesh is where the fight lies. What it says, Seth. The flesh says, okay, here, there, what, hey. The flesh says, I'm standing right here and I'm not moving. Bless God. That's what pride does. I just do it. It's a type of the flesh. It has to be. He's unnamed. Six being the number of man. Man created on the sixth day. This thing, hey, man runs his course in 6,000 years. That day's getting close. A day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. That day's getting close. The Feast of Tabernacles is going to occur. Jonathan. I never heard so much sickness in Mississippi. This one is sick, and that one's crying, and this one is that. Brother Shelby, the old preacher down there, everybody, he's a great old man of God. He's sick. His wife just died last year, and He's not going to make it the end of the year. There's sickness there. I come home, there's sickness all over this place. There's sickness. I'm telling you, sickness is a part of the flesh that just beats us down. Someone said I'd shout and jump, but I just don't have any shout and jump left. The flesh. It's that place of sickness, or it's a place of a situation you never dreamed you'd be in, but here you are, wide open. You're in this place. How am I going to get out of this? I'll tell you why you're in it. Because we're in the enemy's territory, and we live in this cursed world, and this thing is not going to go away until you leave here or he comes and gets us. But Jonathan came by. Jonathan means this, Jehovah given. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Listen, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Just so I won't misquote this, I'm going to flip over and read it to you. I've quoted it all morning to myself and it has escaped me. Thank God it is written. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent in His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin. Condemned sin in the flesh. Now, you know what that means? In layman's terms, that means He beat sin in a body such as we're in. And so we don't have to let the flesh tear us down, because praise God, He overcome the flesh. Here's the question today, and I'm done. First, there's many that say, I don't have a problem, preacher. Well, God bless you. You're the only one I know that doesn't. Because most everybody I know has got a problem. Or 10 or 20. It may be help. And it just tears us down. Oh, we don't feel like doing nothing anymore. I would that we could get like my Grandma Gertie. When we got back from Israel over an old sanctuary, we walked in. Pat said, you better go see Grandma. She's about to die. She's in the nurse. She's over. We had to go to the nursing home. We went right over here on Wayne Avenue. Walked in the room with her. She had gangrene. It would choke you to death. You couldn't stand the stench of that stuff. I'd never been around it before. They put Lysol on it and spray and it bleached and it wouldn't go away. I walked in there and there she was. And I didn't know until that night that my grandma had blue eyes. I didn't know. I'd sat in her lap I don't know how many times. But I couldn't have told you what color her eyes was until that night. But there's another light burning in her eyes. And it's brighter than I'd ever seen them. And I've asked some stupid questions before, but this is probably one of the top. And I said, Grandma, how you doing? And here's what she said. She began to cry just a little bit, and she was all smiles. And she said, Mike, if it gets any better, I don't think I'm going to be able to take it. How do you do that with your leg rotting off? Hey, your foot's gone. What's happening? She's about to leave this world. Somebody had come by, Jehovah given. Oh, Jonathan shown up, done slew the flesh, and the Spirit is full, and the Spirit is taken over. Glory to God, and the remnants of this flesh is about to be laid down. I don't know what you're fighting. It may not be good at the dwelling. You may be drinking from the wrong fountain, dining in the wrong place, and you may be living in defeat simply because of the flesh today. Verena. All you got to do is ask for help. That's all you got to do. And this has been said today also.
We have not because we... Let's stand our feet. As she plays soft, would you bow your heads in the sanctuary with me this morning? Just some may be coming to pray now. You come on to pray. If you need to pray, you're welcome to come. In a battle this morning, giant beating on your door. You need some help. I'm telling you, the servants of the Lord waits to help you this morning. Some coming to pray. You need to come. You'll just come out right now and say, Lord, help me. This is the opportunity. This is the place in the service where the Lord's going to say, hey, that flesh giving you a fit. Anger, animosity, hard feelings, health issues. You all prayed for Quentin Murphy. Some of you didn't even know him, but a lot of you prayed. Praise God, he got a miracle in Kentucky. You know why? Because somebody asked. You need something today, you ought to come. Brother Newt, come sing that song. You know that song? Y'all sing it out now.
Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.